Okay, we are ready to start lesson number four, but we're going to do the review of last week's lesson three. Do a little review questions before we get into today's lesson, and we're glad that you are joining us wherever you may be. And so we are doing the study of Joseph in the Old Testament, and today we were going to be pretty interested and fascinated by what goes on here today as well. But first of all, let's go to the review questions from last week. All right, the first one says, what sinful trait did Jacob have?
Deceit.
That's this week, right?
Yeah, we're at number four.
Oh.
We're on the
review questions up here. So.
Yeah. So we do these review questions first, Doran. And
well, he was kind of a liar, I think.
Well, he had a number of traits that were passed on to him. You know, one of the things we looked at is that he was a very passive father. You know, kind of, not that that's really a sin, it's just kind of a trait that he had. He was very passive. But we are finding out that he was a deceitful person. And he was a liar. He lied. And so he was not really a man of integrity as we'd often think he would have been. But that was just, you know, anybody else have anything for the traits that Jacob had? Sinful traits? And I think, Dina, did you say something to begin with?
I said deceit.
Oh, yeah. Deceit, yeah. Yep, deceit. Anybody else have anything else to add? All right, if not hearing anybody, we'll go to number two. Where was Joseph in the line of birth? What is the birth order where Joseph comes in Jacob's family?
He's still the last.
What number? Give me a number.
12.
A boys.
11, yes.
And so then where did the girl come in then?
I don't know.
Oh, but
he's 12.
I don't know where. That's a good question.
But the girl's in there.
That's why I'd say 11 of the boys.
Right? Yeah, that's number 11 with the boys. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Well, that's you didn't specify that. That's so last time you tricked me with the girls.
That was a good question, though, because I don't know where Dinah comes in the line of the boys.
We can check that out.
Well, maybe we can look for that answer for next week. Gives us all time to forget about, that's the question. Number three, what did the brothers of Joseph want to do to him?
Kill him.
Throw him a party, didn't they? they saw him coming.
A permanent one.
They saw him coming and they plotted to kill him. That's what we find in Genesis. You think he knew that those guys didn't like him?
Uh-huh.
Or maybe he had no idea how much he was hated by them.
Yeah,
I don't know. What happened to Joseph's multicolored robe?
Well, he dipped it in blood.
All right. I think they killed a goat and used the blood of the goat to put on that multicolored robe. They kind of tore it, you know. And then... you know, it's kind of like the first thing that they ripped off of him was that robe when he came to see how they were doing. And so they had really a lot of resentment towards their younger brother. And, you know, probably would have been the same. Could have been me.
Well,
over the years. So.
You said that robe represented nobility, didn't it?
Yeah, he didn't have to work.
Yeah.
You know, he's special. It was kind of a special thing. None of the other brothers got a robe like that, and he was one of the younger ones because he was the son of Rachel, the first son of Rachel and Jacob. Number five, what was Jacob asked and given by his sons? What was Jacob asked and given by his sons? This is after they got rid of their little brother Joseph. They had sold him. They came back to their dad Jacob. What did they give him?
Well, they gave him the robe.
Gave him the robe. Now, was it the same kind of robe that he would have been familiar with?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it would have been. It's just that it came back like tattered and had on it blood. He didn't know it was goat's blood, but he thought it was some kind of a beast that attacked Joseph. And this is all that remained. There was no body. It was just the robe with blood on it. And it was definitely Joseph's robe. So they said, see if it is your son's robe. That's what they asked their dad. See if it is your son's robe. So they kind of gave him the robe. But they all knew. They all knew what had happened. And so here comes some more deceitfulness that goes on. And they're just not being honest with their dad. They're trying to cover their own behind here. All right, so that was kind of last week. We looked at Joseph going to see his brothers, and then the brothers, what they did to him, and the caravan of Midianites or Ishmaelites. Is there a difference between the two? Ishmaelites, Midianites?
Probably not either one.
They're actually the same, referred to as the same thing, even though there's two different names for them. And they were on a caravan on their way to go where?
Egypt.
Yeah, we don't know the town or the city, but they're going on their way to Egypt. And so they sold their brother to these guys where he would be a slave, and they sold him for how much?
20 shekels.
Yeah, 20 shekels, which is silver. 20 pieces of silver, and 20 is kind of like for a handicapped slave. You know, it was a defective guy. But you know, there's nothing wrong with him, but
they didn't get top dollar for him.
They didn't get top dollar, and they really didn't care. But the Ishmaelites thought they got a good deal there. They would get a good deal. It was a blue light special at Kmart.
Yeah, because I would think that he would be somewhat educated.
Well, he wouldn't. Well, not at this time.
Oh, okay.
Not at this time. And we'll get to that as we get going here. Probably the first question here says, okay, who bought Joseph as a slave in Egypt? Now, he's in Egypt. Who bought him?
Potiphar.
And this is where we get Potiphar. Now, Potiphar, what kind of guy is Potiphar?
Very powerful.
He's a very powerful. He's up there in the status with the Egyptians because he knows Pharaoh. He works for Pharaoh. He's a military man, and he's referred to as he's kind of over the guard of the executioners, some call them bodyguards. He is the guy that deals with the bodyguards, probably for the Pharaoh. But he's also the guy that anyone that was a threat to the Pharaoh would be thrown into prison. Then he would be in charge of that prisoner and carry out the execution, if that's the way it went, for that person. Now, just think of this. What would Joseph have to deal with when he shows up in Egypt?
Language. Yeah.
Different language. What'd you say?
Language.
Yeah. There'd be a language barrier. He doesn't know how to speak Egyptian. Anybody here know how to speak Egyptian? Nobody here. What else would he have to deal with?
Well, just their customs would be different.
Yeah. Lots of different customs. A culture would be completely different. The people dressed differently than he was used to. I mean, he would be...
Well, he was Jewish.
He was Jewish, yeah.
Probably he's used to being outside in the country with the flocks and so forth. Now he's in civilization with a lot of people.
Excellent. Yep.
That type of thing.
Yeah, and we're going to find out where he ends up at. You know, when Potiphar buys him as a slave, and he probably has many slaves, but he buys Joseph, and then he is inside Potiphar's house. And so he's indoors. He's not outdoors like he was used to, probably, or his culture. But he's Jewish. I don't know if that even mattered to anybody back then.
Well, and they all had idols, and he had one true God.
There you go. Yep. There'd be
completely
a different way. I mean, everything would be so different.
He was second class, you know.
He'd be second class. He's a slave.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he didn't have any kind of...
Not good.
No, but so I mean, everything was just out of sorts for him. Oh, whose song is that? And I didn't do number two. It says, how far is Egypt from Israel? I did not do that. Anybody here have any idea? I really don't know.
You're the one that's been there. You tell us.
As an Israel, I didn't go to Egypt, so.
Well, don't they share a border?
No. Well, there is. There's a Sinai Peninsula in between. So, I don't know how far it would be.
We'd have to know a town in Israel.
And we don't know really where they were at. But if you just say, like, you know, if you use Bethlehem just as a place, that would be okay. Or the Sea of Galilee, somewhere in there. I really don't know where Jacob was at. But he's in the land of Canaan, which is the promised land. So I don't know, we could just kind of look at that. Talk about, well, we got to talk about that again next week.
Homework. Give me a town in Egypt.
Well, just use, oh, in Egypt. Well, probably use Cairo. Okay. And then use Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
In Israel, and just see what's the distance. This is by today's high-tech standards.
Two.
Now, you got this information off that balloon from China, right?
Yeah.
No, here's the world, though.
Yeah.
When Christ was born. Got Judea in between Israel.
And actually, Judea is on this other side of Jerusalem. It's on, off to the east of Jerusalem, what would be considered Judea today, anyway.
Not yet. I mean, they're both in there, but for some reason it didn't. But here we go.
Yeah, isn't that a useful tool?
Try. What? It's not good, Jimmy. Oh, it's loading.
300-400 miles, maybe.
It's quite a bit.
How many? Especially when you walk.
I don't know.
He's got three to.
I'm guessing.
300 to 400 miles.
Directions not available. Where are you going from where to where?
Well, from Jerusalem
to walk.
Yeah. From Jerusalem to Cairo. That's kind of what we just
figured,
you know.
Maybe a couple hundred miles.
So it's quite a ways. Of course, it's by, you know, camels or walking, you know. It's a caravan that he's with. Of course, he would not be probably given a good place to ride because he is just a slave.
Well, I'll look on Google Earth tonight.
Okay.
See what it really
is. All right. What was that first question we're going to look at? We're supposed to talk about...
Where Dinah.
Where was she at in the... birth order type of thing, okay. Yeah, thank you. We'll kind of keep that in mind. All right, number three. How old is Joseph at this time? The time that he becomes a slave and going down to Egypt, approximately about how old is he?
17.
Yeah, so he'd be 17, 18, somewhere in there. So he's just a teenager. He's just a young, wet behind the ears kind of guy. Remember what that was like, to be called wet behind the ears? Now we are all
don't say
wise pillars. Don't say it.
At least he didn't say it when we were old.
Yeah, I still got my 40th, when I turned 40, a coffee cup that says Over the Hill. Man alive, I go.
You're not supposed to get that.
That wasn't over the hill.
And I'm going like, 40 is...
That's not over the hill.
That's not over the hill.
That was my favorite.
Yeah.
I still got a balloon that they blow up, but it's over a bottle of glass container of candy. Huh? My 50th. And, you know, usually those balloons don't last very long.
Mm-hmm.
It's still okay.
Oh, what?
Oh, boy. Oh, my.
That's been a couple of years.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Amazing.
Wow.
Well, okay, number four, if you were Joseph, remember, if you were Joseph, what would you be thinking about your life right now?
I'd be afraid.
Scared? Fearful?
This sucks.
you think God is with you?
No.
You think you're abandoned, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
There'd be a lot of different things on your mind. Strange area, strange people, strange everything. And then to find yourself from being free to be a slave, to to somebody you probably don't even understand with the language barrier there. But it'd be easy for him to say, you know, everyone is against me, even God. I don't know. But I'd probably be thinking that.
But he had a good attitude.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, and of course, the results of his good attitude is because he had faith. Mm-hmm. It all goes back to his faith in the Lord. He knew that God was still there with him.
Yeah, even though the Lord was with him.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
So maybe he wasn't afraid.
Or he's just saying, like, well, I don't know what you got in mind, God, but here I am, and mm-hmm. I'll do what I need to do.
Yeah, for not working before, he really got into working for Potiphar and doing what he was told and doing a good job.
And so he must have been a very kind of intelligent guy mm-hmm. that was never used back on the farm. But here in Egypt, he's getting tested by Potiphar. And eventually, I mean, Potiphar sees that he's very capable of taking care of everything he has and eventually gives him that responsibility. So
he accepts where he is.
That's a good way to put it. Accepts, you know. Accept what's going on at the time in his life. Does that get easier the older you get? Or harder?
Easier.
It's easier?
Oh, yeah. I think it is.
I think for women it's easier, but for guys it's harder. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Dorn?
If you say so. Yes.
Yeah. Number five, it says, where did Joseph live as a slave in Egypt?
Well, the house of his had to be Egyptian Cairo. Master.
Yeah, it doesn't say a town, or it just says he was in Potiphar's house. And we don't know where Potiphar lived. I mean, it could be Cairo. I don't know.
I mean, it had to be where the Pharaoh was.
You'd think. Yeah, close to Pharaoh.
It would be.
Which would kind of be the capital. It'd be a important place in the country. And then where was God? We look at number six there. Where was God?
The Lord was with Joseph.
And it says that right there in the Bible, doesn't it?
Verse 2.
The Lord was there with him. Even when this curveball was thrown at him by his brothers, and now he's got another big curveball of being a slave. Doesn't say what Potiphar paid for him. And then number seven, Joseph's master, who is Potiphar, saw that Joseph was different. What did Potiphar see?
The Lord was with him.
He saw that. And what did he know about the Lord?
But he was successful in everything he did.
Everything he did, he could do well. He prospered. And so Potiphar just said, you know, this is some guy that boy, God must be with him. He's a successful guy. Number eight, Potiphar was blessed for what? There's two reasons given, and I had a hard time with this one. Anybody have two reasons why Potiphar was blessed?
Because Joseph was serving him, for one thing.
I think that would be good, yeah.
And the Lord blessed the household of the Egyptian because of Joseph.
Yeah, so it's kind of like the two go hand in hand. What Joseph did for Potiphar, he did well. Mm-hmm. And it was all because the Lord was with Joseph, and Potiphar knew that was...
Joseph blessed him.
Yeah. So he was in good hands with Allstate. No, it wasn't Allstate. He was in good hands with having Joseph there. I bet he was kind of pumped, going like, yep, I picked a good guy here when I bought this slave. He put him in charge of everything he had because Joseph did everything well. Number nine, how is Joseph described physically here?
Well-built and handsome.
You know, there's not too many people in the Bible that their appearance is described, but Joseph is one of them. He is well-built. It says well-built, what does that mean?
Had muscles.
He had muscles. He had a six-pack on his belly. No?
Mine just says handsome and good-looking.
Okay, he's handsome and good-looking. Okay.
Mine says well-built and handsome.
Yeah. Yeah. So he was a pretty good specimen for his age, as all of us guys were at one time. Right, Denny?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, he's probably, I mean, we don't know how old he is. He's probably, you know, in his 20s at this time, as this is kind of going on, late teens, early 20s. And so number 10, we can expect blank when everything is going well.
Trouble.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Temptation.
You could put in there temptation / trouble. Or trouble / temptation. You know, either way. But everything's going well. It's kind of like, you know, got the tiger by the tail here. Everything seems to be going my way. But something is going to take place here. True or false? We know the name of Potiphar's wife.
No. Oh.
Think it over. Because that's the correct answer.
Did it come up with Jezebel or something?
That's we don't know her name. She's always referred to as Potiphar's wife. That's all we know about her. No name. 12, Potiphar gave Joseph everything he had except his blank and his blank.
One would have to be his wife.
Yes, wife is one. What's the other one?
His money?
No.
His possessions?
His wife and his wife.
No. His food.
His food. Oh, that's right. It says he only ate bread or something.
Yeah, it says there.
No, he only concerned himself about what he was going to eat.
Yeah.
His wife and his food. Oh, well.
He did not concern himself with anything except the food he ate. His wife and his food. So Potiphar had a lot of energy drinks that he wanted, to eat, and all organic kind of stuff. So Potiphar's wife wanted to go to blank with Joseph.
To bed.
Yes. Here's where things kind of get a little crazy. So it makes, you know, Potiphar's wife must have realized, or maybe because she was probably home alone a lot, Potiphar is a busy man out and about doing things, that all of a sudden we find there's a change that goes on here in this household. And so Potiphar's wife, she is, I would say that she is very direct, pretty aggressive, because she's one that says to Joseph, why don't you come lie with me? And so number 14, what did Joseph do? Now think, you know, he's probably in his 20s. He's a red-blooded Jew, a man. The wife of the guy that he's working for is making a real advance on him.
Look, it sounds like you're trying to avoid her.
Yeah, we'll get to there.
Not yet.
But the first thing he says is, he says no. You know, that's where we could just kind of all applaud and go like, thank you, Joseph, that you did the right thing. You said the right thing. And he refused her. Now, do you think she was ready to hear that answer from Joseph?
No.
No. She wanted to hear, go. Go. Let's go. But instead she heard, no. No, no. And it's kind of like She was maybe a person that did not expect that kind of an answer, or she felt that there would be another time.
She's probably so, one that got her way.
Could be, yep. So another, the other question there in 14 is, did this happen just once? You circled yes, for Y for yes, N for no, and NS means not sure.
No.
No.
No is the right answer. That's funny. This did not happen just one time. How did Joseph respond to Potiphar's wife? How did he respond to her?
He refused.
Well, he refused, but then he also...
He ran away.
Dorn answered it. Dorn answered it a little earlier.
But he, you know, I mean, he called her advances wicked, and it was against God. How could he do something like this when he is basically looking over her husband's stuff?
Yeah, he says, "You are his wife."
Yeah, and you are his wife. How can you do this? Because it's a wicked thing, and it's against God. You know, his God would say, "This is not a good thing." And do you think she liked to hear that? She goes, "You Jesus freak, you." She probably said, "Don't get religious on me all of a sudden." But 16, how did Joseph handle his master's wife's advances towards him? He refused to be in the same area where she was going to be. So he had to have this on his mind during the day too. You know, if she's anywhere close by, he wanted to be as far away from her as possible. He didn't want to see her. He didn't want to be in the same area as her. And of course, she is at this time probably doing what?
Looking for him all the time.
Looking.
Yeah, plotting.
Plotting.
Looking for a way to, how can I get this guy? Okay, number 17. The wife was relentless, and she never gave up. Her last plan was to wait until Joseph was
alone.
Did she get that wish? Mm-hmm. She did. She sent the other slaves, the other servants away, and she knew she was home alone. Only Joseph was there. She puts the sweet little music on. She lights the candles, and she approaches Joseph, and what happens? She grabs him. Grabs his cloak. So, I mean, she's close. She's still very direct, aggressive. Grabs his cloak, and what does Joseph do?
Leave her with the cloak.
He runs! And she grabs onto that, so she's grabbing on that cloak pretty good. And so the cloak is in her hands, Joseph is gone, and we find what we see in the New Testament. We are, anything that pertains to sexual immorality, we find in the New Testament, run or flee. It's like, don't hang around or ask questions. Run or flee. And we kind of see that with Joseph here. He's run. He flees. He gets away from her. And then 19, what was the wife's response when that happened?
Well, she says that he insulted me.
So she comes up with a lie, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Yep, it's a false.
Yeah, he attacked her.
It's a false accusation. She screams. Mm-hmm. And gets the attention of whoever else is around. And then, of course, she has, you know, her evidence basically is that she's holding his cloak. Mm-hmm. And then what I can't understand is that when Potiphar comes into the scene, she tells Potiphar of what Joseph tried to do to her, which was not true. And I don't know why Potiphar didn't ask Joseph, "Is this what you did?" And that, why wouldn't he just ask him? But instead, we don't see that happening here. But instead, he believes his wife. And what does he do to Joseph?
Sends him to prison.
He goes to prison. For what? What did he do?
For nothing.
Nothing.
He's innocent. So, I just don't understand how the Potiphar could leave his wife.
Well, my notes in here say that normally he would have just been killed.
Probably.
So Potiphar may have doubted.
Ah, good.
What?
Yeah.
His wife actually.
He.
That what she said.
It probably wasn't the first time she had pulled something like this. Yeah, good point. So he could have killed him, mm-hmm. but he didn't. And so we get to the last one. How would you summarize this episode? It's a multiple choice there. You know, these are all names of songs, aren't they?
Where was your mind when you wrote this?
I just had to come to an end.
I don't like the choices.
Yeah.
No.
See, A is
all of the above.
A is a title of a Rolling Stone song.
Yeah.
B is a Hank Williams song, I think. You're cheating hard.
Yeah.
And then Steppenwolf is Born to be Wild. And D is none of the above, but E is A through C. Yeah, I mean, it could be A through C. E is the right answer, according to me.
Let's put a circle with a question.
But you can choose your own answer, but that's the answer I had when I put it in there.
So,
I mean, it's kind of like, now what do you think Joseph is thinking? Because
some of the same thoughts that he had.
I mean, things were going really good, and then all of a sudden this happens, and here again. Is it anything that he has done that he ends up in prison? Was there anything he had done to be treated the way he was by his brothers? Probably.
Yeah, a little bit.
I would, you know, since he was a very godly person, he probably thinks, what did I do that God is punishing me?
Yeah. Yeah. But yet, you know, as we follow along, I mean, Joseph is really an incredible guy.
You're right.
Denny.
Or is God letting this take place to test Joseph's faith, too?
You weren't here either. Okay, I got to have that other one, too.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out, won't we? Well, thanks for listening in and doing the study with us today, whoever is listening to this on the Internet or wherever. Glad you're joining us. We'll be back hopefully next Thursday. See you then. Bye-bye. Everybody say goodbye.
Bye-bye.